Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Did you think we would just skip all those names in Joshua 12? I dare say many of us do. But why are they here? Scripture is all inspired, 2 Timothy 3:16. But isn't it also all profitable? Let's sample the first king. Quote, Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, even as far as the river Jabbok, and the eastern Jordan plain from the Sea of Chinneroth, that's Galilee, as far as the Sea of the Arabah, that's the Salt Sea, and southward below the slopes of Pisgah, end quote. Joshua 12, verses 2 and 3. This is a significant piece of real estate. On the eastern side of the Jordan Valley, from halfway up the Dead Sea to just south of the Galilee. What might not have happened if this territory had been left to the enemy? This was the homeland of Elijah, the place of the exploits of Jephthah, and where David escaped with his court in exile. It was also the land of the Decapolis, where Jesus preached the gospel. In the time of Jacob's trouble, Israel will flee through this region to escape Antichrist forces. It truly is part of, quote, the Holy Land, Zechariah 2, verse 12, which the Lord rightfully claims. But there's something more in these names. These people were not unimportant to God. Though they chose to be his enemies, he had created them for something far better. He is upfront about their fate, as he will be at the end of time, when all will observe, quote, the dead, small and great, standing before God, Revelation 20, verse 12. The books will be opened, and all will see God's records in plain view. But the king of Hazor, of Aphek, of Dor, and all the rest will be there too, with their records opened. Then those who have accused God of atrocities will have to acknowledge that he has been right in everything he has done.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.